Hello everyone, how are you all doing? I am back at it again with a new podcast. Today I will be discussing and trying to understand the similarities between the wives of Henry VIII. Henry VIII's wives can be divided into three pairs. So just remember the song that goes, divorced, beheaded and died, divorced, beheaded, survived. So, three pairs. And it's just not their end or the end of their marriage to Henry that is similar with these three pairs of women. So in the first pair, we have Catherine of Aragon and Anne of Cleves. Of course, two marriages that started off political and that ended up in the end, it was about the same situation. So Henry married Catherine of Aragon when he was 18. He was extremely in love with her. She got pregnant a lot, but she never had a living, reaching adulthood male heir. So Henry just divorced her. On the other hand, Henry married Anne for political reasons. Again, he never loved her. He was never attracted to her. He was never even kind to her. So he never consummated the wedding, the marriage, rather. So therefore, still the same thing. He could not have his desired male heir. And the similarities just sort of end here. One was Protestant, the other one was faithful Catholic. It's mostly this, but the similarities do get stronger and stronger with the pairs of women. So then we have the beheaded pair. So we have Anne Boleyn and Catherine Howard. These two were actually cousins. They shared an uncle, or more than an uncle, of course. And apart from the most visible similarity, they were both beheaded on more or less the same charges. Also, Jane Boleyn, Lady Rochford, I believe, George Boleyn's wife, played a critical role in both of these women's accusations and then trials and then actually their sentence. So in Anne Boleyn, she was one of the witnesses. She was a very important witness. In the case of Catherine, she was also accused because she was also in on the whole Culpeper affair. So she was actually helping the Queen. This very interesting, in my opinion. Then they were, of course, both cousins. They were actually also. Previous to their marriage to Henry, previously to them having been married, they were already involved to some extent. So totally different sort of involvement. Of course, Anne Boleyn, she was just queen because she said no to being his full-on mistress. But Catherine of Howard was, I believe, already his mistress. If she wasn't his full-on mistress, he definitely got her eye. The other way around, she definitely got his eye. They were both, of course, charged with adultery and treason. But then adultery and treason, when it regards the king, it's pretty much the same thing. And they were both executed. In the case of Catherine, she was very young And I do not know anyone that advocates for Catherine's innocence. It's not something that it's discussed. It's pretty much a known fact that she had an affair with Culpepper. In the case of Anne, it's totally different. There's a lot of evidence that she was actually innocent and not guilty. But more on that maybe later. None of them were able to give the king a male heir, and they were both executed. Of course, their relationship with Henry was incredibly different. Even their execution was different. Anne had a experienced, a seasoned executor. That was different from the normal executors, if you will, come from Calais, and her execution was delayed so that she could die with some sort of dignity. She refused to die on the chopper's block, like most people would, because she said she was a king, she was a queen, and even in death, she would not bow down. Catherine did not have that luxury. But also, Henry and Anne, they spent something close to 9 years together. He was very passionate about her. He was really in love with her. And so, totally different relationships, totally different ends, just some key similarities. They also came after the divorce, an attractive and able to give a male heir wife. So yes, that is Jane Seymour. That is Anne Boleyn and Catherine Howard. Now for the second pair, so the died and the survive, Jane Seymour and Catherine Parr. Now I have some information about these two and where they do not have similarities. Of course, they don't have similarities in everything of their lives, but Jane Seymour was born in 1509. Catherine Parr was a bit younger. She was born in 1512. Jane Seymour only married Henry, and Catherine Parr, of course, was a seasoned and experienced wife before meeting him. When she married Henry, she was a widowed twice over. The first was of Sir or Lord Edward Borrow. And then she married John Neville. She finally married Henry at the age of 31. And Jane married Henry 28 or 27. She actually married him 11 days after Anne's death. Again, they are the queens that come after the beheaded queen. They are the more stabilized wife. In case of Jane Seymour, she was a total contrast from Anne, and they were the only ones who Henry did not try to get rid of. So he didn't divorce them, he didn't kill them, or just didn't execute them. They both died from childbirth, from giving birth to their first and only child. With Jane Seymour, King Edward, to King Henry, and to Catherine Parr, who actually remarried to Jane Seymour's brother Thomas, a daughter. And another interesting fact is that they both died 1 year after getting married to their respective husbands. Again, it's not like they have the same name, although Catherine Parr was actually named after Catherine of Aragon. So it is quite interesting that Henry's first wife, actually Henry's last wife, was married after Henry's first wife. Also another interesting coincidence. But then again, a lot of people back then were named after kings and queens, so not as striking as some of the others, I think. it's again, it's not like the situation that I think everyone knows about a king of Italy that goes to a restaurant and finds a man that was born on the same day and has the same name, same wife with the same name. It's not that striking. But for a man to have married six women, and the six of them to be able to pair them into three pairs, and between the three pairs having just some incredible similarities, especially in the way that they died. For me, it's so interesting, and it speaks volumes about, first of all, Henry, and second of all, history, because history definitely is cyclical. So it just repeats itself. Sometimes it's in a shorter term, like in Henry's reign and his life, and other times it's much more broader, much more time-consuming to be cyclical, but it definitely is. So I just decided to bring you this podcast with something that, I don't know, it interests me. I think it's fun history, for me at least. I do have another of these incredible coincidences of two kings that were reigning and alive at more or less at the same time. And I hope a bit further down the line to talk about them. But today I just wanted to bring you this. If you liked it, let me know and stay tuned. And I will see you in the next podcast, which will be soon, hopefully. Bye-bye.